Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's show. I'm Lisa Anderson. Once again, I want to remind you about our year-end giving campaign. We're very excited. Thanks to these donors, we have $25,000 to match from our Boundless audience for our year-end giving initiative, which is going to help you help other young adults. If you've been helped by Boundless, now's the time to give back between now and December 31st. Every dollar for dollar, will be matched by our matching gift. So go ahead. Go to boundless.org/donate. Be part of our fun Boundless family that's giving this year to Boundless at the end of the year. Boundless.org/donate. Just hop over to Boundless. You can click on the donate tab. A number of different ways to get there. Awesome. All right. Later on in the show, we're going to have a question answered by one of our counselors on it's a non-Christian mom who is pressuring her child to get married. And so how does she navigate that with grace and love? Then for our culture segment, we have Jeremy Kubicek. He wrote the book Five Gears, How to Be Present and Productive When There's Never Enough Time. A great topic heading into the end of the year and looking ahead at the next one. And speaking of which, we're going to tailor this conversation for our roundtable kind of to the holidays in particular. We have got Adam, Rachel, and Carol here. Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey.
Great to have you. Thanks. We're going to talk about the holidays, specifically how to own the holidays without them owning you. So I don't know how you feel about this, but I feel like whenever I hit January 1st, there were a lot of things I had hoped my holidays were going to be, and then they didn't end up being that way. And I don't know if I just like, you know, tack up a little Courier and Ives postcard and think that that's what my Christmas and, you know, over the river and through the woods for Thanksgiving is going to look like. And all of a sudden I'm in Costco and I'm not liking people and I never got things out the door that I wanted and I'm just mad. And so hopefully y'all have better strategies than I've had in the past. But let's go ahead and jump into this. And I'll start out just by saying, like, for me, I have not done Christmas cards in I don't even know how long. I would say probably going on 8 to 10 years.
Okay.
I want to do Christmas cards. And this year I'm determined to do Christmas cards because I have like new things going on in my life, people. But I'm also moving during December.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm like, is that like way too ambitious? So how am I going to prioritize? Something's going to have to go basically in my Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's celebration. So I need to come up with a strategy for that because currently I have none. What do you guys think? Like when you think of November and December now, Thanksgiving, Christmas, heading into New Year's, do you have feelings of angst? Like, what do you do you have a vision of what should be versus what actually is? What's going on in your heads?
There's definitely that conflict. When I taught school, even, I literally wrote Christmas cards in July.
Oh, my
Because
word.
I wanted to get Christmas cards
You're like
out.
So organized,
well,
Carol.
But it never felt right. You know, it just never felt like in the season. So there were a few years once I came to Focus, there were a few years where I did not do Christmas cards because I didn't feel like I had time. But that was a big loss. And so the past 3 or 4 years, I've gotten back into it. But for example, I do photo cards that I can just do one general message on the front and then have room on the back to write a personalized card.
Okay.
You know, keep 4 or 5 of them in your purse when you have a minute, you know, or you're waiting in line. You can go ahead and just write a few while you're waiting. But it is a conflict because you know what's important and you want to take care of people. The other thing, I guess, if you, you know, even wanted to wait until a New Year's card, if you're moving and you want to wait until after that's done and then catch people up.
Okay, this is, Carol is the one who invited me to a party one time where not only was it like super cute and we did this like book exchange, but she had us sit down and like make these bookmarks. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean,
that's cute.
So you know that she's already planned out her holidays and knows what she's doing. So this whole idea of like, oh, I don't know how to do this, you know, whatever. Okay, she's like our expert, but okay.
Well, and I wonder if the holidays are sort of our culture writ large. And what I mean by that is most of us would probably say we're too busy. Most of us have sometimes more commitments than it feels like we can handle, you know, even in the middle of the summer. And I think the holidays sort of takes that and compounds it. You know, it's even more that way. And I think the answer year round, but especially during the holidays, is just intentionality. You know, really saying, okay, I want to carve out time to make this not just a reactive, hurried, stressed out time, but, you know, what can I do that really is helpful in slowing us down and being intentional? And I don't know that I was ever very intentional about the holidays before I got married 11 years ago, but my wife loves Advent. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that has become significant for us, and I think this, you know, works for us as a family, but I think it could work, you know, in a singles context too, is an Advent calendar. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. we really enjoy opening up each day's, you know, little surprise. And Jennifer goes out of her way to create activities for each of our kids to do every day during mm-hmm. Advent. And so, and the kids look forward to that. And I think what it does is it provides a kind of structure that mm-hmm. steps out of just the busyness and consumption. Yes. And mm-hmm. And I think moving away from that consumptive mentality is key too, that it's not just about buying stuff and mm-hmm. getting it all done, but really mm-hmm. stopping to savor, mm-hmm. you know, that Thanksgiving is a time to remember what God has done for us mm-hmm. and that Christmas is the advent of our Savior's birth. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. it's become a way that we as a family have really enjoyed just, you know, spending some intentional time thinking about what the true reason for the season is.
That's mm-hmm. very good. Sure. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Well, I would have to say I'm probably in a different situation. Being single, I've never written a Christmas card. Okay. I rely on my dad to do that, and my stepmom and him usually do send out a Christmas card with a family picture, and they talk about what all of the kids are doing. So,
yeah,
you know, I just tell him, hey, Dad, this is what I did this year. Put it in the Christmas card.
Okay, but how long is that, like, still legit? I mean, how many more years, like, can they do that before it's like, no, okay. Seriously, Rachel, you need to be writing your own card. You are no longer tacked onto the yeah. family missive. I mean, because it was kind of weird.
You yeah. do make a good point, actually. I don't know. I just don't think about it. And sadly, it does kind of get to me, like, I really should be more intentional in connecting with my family and letting them know how my year was going. Mm-hmm. But that's what mm-hmm. my phone calls to my grandparents are yeah. for, just saying, hey, Grandma, yeah. I'm doing great. Oh, how are yeah. you?
And that's meaningful. I mean, that's yeah. good. That's a good thing to prioritize.
Yeah,
that's good. So if you had to think of, like, you know, for the next month and a half, what are the things that have to happen? Like, if you're, you know, you cannot mm-hmm. celebrate the holidays without these couple things happening, and you have to make them a priority regardless of what's going on. What are a couple of those things? I mean, Advent is a great example mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. slowing down the days and making that happen. Which, FYI, people, if you haven't bought an Advent calendar, you can either go online, or the best way to do it is after Christmas, go and get them half off to 75% off, let's be honest. Okay.
Unless you're looking for the Star Wars Lego Advent calendar, which sell out so quickly. My son's like, have you got the Star Wars Lego Advent calendar
yet? Well, because
there's
nothing that infuses Jesus into your holidays than doing the Star Wars Lego Advent calendar. Okay, good.
You know, I don't... We have a pretty small family, and I'm the youngest, actually. There are no little kids anymore. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that we necessarily have just things that we want to focus on, that it's either going to make or break things. But, excuse me, I think we just appreciate our times together more. And so we will be getting all together at Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I think it's more just about focusing on each other. What yeah. do we need to make that happen? And even among friends, last year a friend had a great idea. She invited a bunch of us to her house and invited us to bring all of the things that we're working on, gifts for Christmas, so that we could still all be together and have time together, because that can be in short commodity too during the season when you're lacking cool. time, mm-hmm. but we still get things done. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a good idea. I don't know if I'll be able to do that, but if she invites me, I'll come again, you know, but it's, I think it's taking time. You know, the baking that we want to get done for, you know, if it's the mailman or whatever, I try to get things done and in the freezer now, so that when the time comes, there's not such a crunch to get things figured out for that. But, you know, that kind of leaves a little space then if, you know, there's a concert you want to go to or a mm-hmm. special event at church, just leaves a little more room for that.
That's good.
I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I can be a little bit grumpy, a little bit resentful even of just the sheer quantity of activities that mm-hmm. I'm required to participate in. And mm-hmm. I think my wife is a minister at a church here in town. So December is an insane month. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of stuff going on, and yeah. And because we have a liturgical tradition We have extra services for things. And sometimes I can just be a little bit Scrooge-ish about the whole thing. And I think in those moments, I have a choice of whether I'm going to be whiny and narcissistic and self-focused, or am I going to choose to get present? You know, am I going to choose to let go of, you know, my sort of self-centeredness and say, no, I'm going to choose to be here right now with my wife, with my kids, with, you know, what's happening in front of us. And I think that that choice to be present in the midst of busyness, it doesn't make the busyness go away, but at least you don't look back and say, I think what you're getting at, Lisa, is it's easy to not be present. And I wonder if taking some time, you know, once a week or, you know, at the end of November, early December, and really thinking through how can I be more present, if that could help with that.
I think it does, because I think for me, and it's again, kind of knocking out a couple tasky things, but also having like my night where I can accomplish some tasks, maybe do the cards, and then put on my favorite Christmas music. So I'm not like battling the other people who play Christmas music that I hate. And then I'm like, why are you playing that music? That's so dumb. You know,
music's awful.
And then all of a sudden I'm judging everyone else's taste in Christmas music, you know. So, you know, I think that definitely can be helpful. The other thing I was thinking of is I already have my travel planned for Christmas, which as the single person in the family always involves me traveling because no one else can move their big families. Okay, whatever. But I'm not bitter about that. I've gotten over that.
You gotta don't make me sing Let It Go. I don't want to have to sing that to you.
All right.
I used to be the same way. None of my siblings have kids yet, but my aunts and uncles have young children, so it's very hard for them to gather up all of the kids and come visit us. And every once in a while, I'm like, please come to Colorado. It's a great place. But
it's better than wherever you are.
Sometimes I want to say that.
It's so true. So what I say is, because I'm going away for Christmas and I go to an extremely cold place where it's not like a vacation. The good thing is everything shuts down there, northern Minnesota, so you really can't do a lot. But I try to get all my crazy done beforehand so that when I go and visit my family, I can focus on my family. This comment sponsored by Focus
and
on the Family.
You do go, you do feel happy that you're there, but it's just the idea of like getting prepared to travel during the holidays, going through DIA.
What I cannot do is show up there and have to do all my shopping. I will go, like, then I just lose it, because then I'm battling everyone else.
So, how does that feel though to you now, though? Then, because is that that's compressing the time that you have now to get that done.
No, it is. So, but I'm trying, that's where I'm trying to tackle it ahead of time by being like, okay, one day this week or one evening this week, I got to do this. And I'm doing that with my packing too, you know, packing up the house and making that happen.
Because that's hard.
So, and Thanksgiving, you know, and then Thanksgiving kind of gets wedged in there, which I actually love Thanksgiving, but it's like,
it's
then
like
you
a
have,
speed bump on the way to Christmas.
But you have like the turkey. Single people have this awkward Thanksgiving thing, because it's like, some years either you do or don't get invited to someone's house. So then you're like, well, should I take that invitation? If I do Thanksgiving, like, you know, with a contingent of my family, it means me hosting, it means me planning it, you know, so then it's kind of like, what can I do there? So, you have to negotiate all of that. So,
Definitely.
Well, and I wonder if, you know, you're touching on something else. I've been on lots of times before, Lisa. I was single till I was 34. And I think that's the other thing. As a single person, sometimes it's easy to get, you know, again, a little bit self-focused during the holidays, and a little bit of, you know, self-pity can creep in. I think it's an opportunity to say, what can I do to create community and engagement with other people who may be in the same place I'm at, as opposed to I'm all alone. You know, how can I create a space? I had a number of friends that we would celebrate Thanksgiving together, and we did that for years. And so that's what prompted that thought was, instead of it being a lonely time or a hard time, we really enjoyed celebrating Thanksgiving together.
That's very good.
I agree with that. Being single is kind of hard during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. I do get the question from my grandma often, are you dating anyone? And I'm like, no, grandma, let's not talk about it.
What's for dinner?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, and it's like grandmas never like pull you aside. It's always like in front of the entire family or the entire party.
Awkward,
like,
grandma.
How's your love life? What's going on? You know? And I'm like, oh my word.
But I love getting together with friends during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. It just makes it better knowing that you have a community that you can hang out with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's also fun, like for me, because I go away for Christmas, that I won't have my normal life stuff. So it's like almost when I'm there, again, like I said, life shuts down up there. So it gives me the opportunity, like, you know, my mom is there. I can be the chauffeur for my mom, or I can be, mm-hmm. you know, I can mm-hmm. give time to my other sister who's like, you know, she's trying to get stuff done. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah. clearly I can help you with this. And so it is kind of fun. It almost forces me to slow down and reprioritize, which
That's
is good.
That's very good.
You know, I don't know that it's the healthiest thing, but I always associate the holidays with food, mm-hmm. and you know, there are a couple things.
That's very healthy.
There are a couple things
we all have to eat, Adam.
No, we do. But there are, you know, special treats that I look forward to just mm-hmm. during the holiday season, and mm-hmm. I have clearly had a few too many special treats in my life. Mm-hmm. But you know, just looking forward to those traditions again, I think that's yes. another thing. I think that we live in a culture that has no sense of rhythm. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's a good point.
We just yeah. go all the time, and the holidays are one of the few things that still are sort of built into our culture, even for those who are, you know, not people of faith, mm-hmm. where I think there's opportunity to cultivate tradition. Mm-hmm. You know, what do we do this time of year every year that is just life-giving and mm-hmm. fun and, mm-hmm. You know, really helps us to enjoy the season? And so
yeah.
My mom, you know, makes all sorts of special fun yummy things yes. during the holidays, yes. and mm-hmm. I look forward to that.
Exactly, yeah. exactly.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because I think of social media and how it used to be that you just celebrated your holiday traditions and maybe you knew what your neighbors were doing, but now it's like we know what the whole world is doing.
We're going to Bora Bora for Christmas.
And it's like now I'm trying to follow the traditions and the plans yeah. of everyone in the world, and now I'm all mad about, you know, now I'm in the know about the Red Cup campaign and who's mad at Starbucks and stuff, and that's already ruined, you know, a good week or so
just
of my
Christmas. Drink your Starbucks.
I know.
Right?
So it's kind of like,
that's probably not the right
30
answer,
years ago, but I would not have known about that campaign or whatever had I not had social media. And so it's like, what does it look like? Like you said, Adam, the rhythm to shut yeah. things off, yeah. to like mm-hmm. focus on what's important and yeah. be about that instead of what your friends in Muncie, Indiana are doing right. for their Christmas.
Because you know? You're not in Muncie, Indiana.
I'm not.
Except
no.
for those of you who are.
That's actually a very important thing in my family. Not even during holidays, we put our phones away during Sunday dinner, mm-hmm. and
mm-hmm.
the minute somebody pulls out their phone, my stepmom gives you the look, and she'll tell everybody in front of
yeah.
during the dinner table, like, excuse me, put your phone away.
That's
so
good.
It's just amazing how mm-hmm. nowadays people don't realize the importance of being with your family mm-hmm. during holidays mm-hmm. or just hanging out, watching football. Why are yeah, you on right. your phone looking at Facebook? Mm-hmm. It can wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm going to yeah. do that this year, except I'm going to charge everyone $20 if they take their phone out, and then I'll like pay for
Smart.
My Christmas shopping.
Smart.
It's going to be good. That's my strategy.
You're going to be the most popular person in your family.
It'll totally happen.
It is difficult talking about those cultural expectations, too, because even as far as decorating might go, mm-hmm. when you think about somebody coming over, if you know, not having a family in my home besides me, I don't feel the need to decorate. I did for a few years when I first had my home, put up the tree and everything. And I thought, this is much more trouble than it's worth, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm content now just with my little advent calendar, you mm-hmm. know, and mm-hmm. and a little snowman by the door, and I can watch Rudolph and be happy for the yeah. year, you know. But it's doing the best we can to not impose expectations on ourselves that we might think other people are
right.
expecting of us to yeah. have this perfectly decorated home, or mm-hmm. every little thing is Christmas related. You know, it's if you're welcoming people, you assume they're there to see you and you want to make them welcome. Mm-hmm. And it's not about having what you think it should look like.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, as long as you've got some red and green M&Ms.
Okay, there you go.
I've totally done that. So last year, it's like every couple years or something, I'll do the big, like I'll cut a tree and put it, or I'll go and buy a real tree or something and put it up. And then that thing has to like go out the door. I have to put gloves on because it's all sharp and crazy.
Yep. And then it goes by the side of the house for 6 months until we figure out how to actually get it to the dump.
But then other years, I have the little, like I have this little fakie tree that's like 2.5 feet tall,
yes,
and that can
have
any
one.
Kind of ornaments on it. And I'm like, you know what? This year, it's the fake tree year, and I'll just put it up.
And it's just as good.
Yeah, because when I have the big real tree year, then it's like, I just did this big real tree. I need to have 6 parties in my home to justify having decorated this whole thing. And so by that time, I'm just like out of control. So.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good thoughts, you guys. This was fun. And hopefully everyone out there, hopefully you listening have already devised maybe a few strategies of your own. If not, you can listen to this show again and just at least commiserate with us on our own frustrations. But
and get your Star Wars Lego out of that
exactly,
calendar now,
yeah.
It will be gone.
But truly, the reminder is, you guys, we're celebrating these for a reason. These are great holidays. Mm-hmm. These are great times to just pause and reflect before heading into the new year and getting back to the hustle and bustle of same old life as
That's
we know
right.
it. So what a great opportunity to do that. Mm-hmm. So thanks, you
Amen.
Guys.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah.